Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that we may glorify your name in all we do. We ask that we may trust you in all we do, and we ask that you always remind us how much you are working through us as we stay faithful to you. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today's first reading is continuing something that actually has been going on during the week, but it's continuing from the prophet Haggai, H-A-G-G-A-I. And Haggai is a very short book. So when you think of many of the books that you may know of the Bible, you may not think of Haggai right away because, again, it's a very short book. It's an interesting book in the fact that it takes place after the Babylonian exile. Now, remember the story of the Babylonian exile. You have, first of all, after King David, you have King Solomon, his son, and as a response to his faithfulness in the future generations, there is a division in the kingdom. Now, remember something, that God always wants to see unity. So division among the in Israel, where it's separated into two kingdoms, is obviously something that is not what God ultimately wants. But this becomes from sin and revolution and civil war and everything else. So anyway, the two kingdoms divide. You have the northern kingdom, which is Israel, and the southern kingdom, which is Judah. Eventually, in the 8th century BC, what happens is the Assyrians, who are the major power at the time, they are conquering nations and they come in and they conquer Israel. Now, Israel had been warned, you have gone wayward, you have turned away from the Lord, and you have become a weak nation. And if you don't go back to the Lord, then you will remain a weak nation and you will be conquered by the Assyrians. Obviously, they don't listen. The Assyrians come in and they conquer Israel. And I always like to point out that if you go to the Museum of Fine Arts, there's so much at the Museum of Fine Arts, and we are so gifted to have that museum near us. If you go to the Museum of Fine Arts, you will find this huge bas relief of this Assyrian god who I'm of the impression, it may not be true, but I am the impression who, ironically enough, this god looked a lot like the leader of the Assyrians at the time, which was a man by the name of Sennacherib. Maybe not, but that's what I'm under the impression. So there is this image of this Assyrian god. So you can assume that the soldiers from Assyria would have prayed before that image before they went and marched on Israel, just so you know. And they wiped Israel out. They wiped it off the face of the map, never to exist again until 1948. Now keep that in mind, because Israel stopped existing in the 8th century BC. So it didn't exist during the time of the Romans. It didn't exist during the time of Jesus. The term Israel is also used to refer to the Jewish people. It's also used to refer to the tribe of Israel. And Israel, of course, was actually the new name of Isaac, who was Abraham's son. But that's gone as of the 8th century. Well, that leaves Judah. And eventually, a similar thing happens in Judah, where several hundred years later, now we're talking the 6th century BC, BC, why do I keep saying BC? The 6th century BC, you have, again, Babylon is on the march. Babylon is modern-day Iraq. Assyria is also similar territory. So we're really talking what today is Iraq as far as the land. I'm not talking about anything else other than the land. So Babylon is on the march, and it is, as it goes through, and it is conquering nations, and it's going to come and conquer Judah. And it does so in a very violent way. It's a real violent thing. And the leaders and shakers of Judah are brought to Babylon, and the temple is destroyed. So about 40 years later, as we talked about last week, these were the readings, we have Cyrus of Persia comes in. He sees the Jews that are in exile in Babylon, and he sends them back to their land, and he also promises that they will be able to rebuild the temple. So Haggai takes place now in this what is known as post-exilic period, which means post-exile, and the exile we're referring to is specifically the Babylonian exile. So it is this post-exilic period. You have the people have returned to the land, so they have to rebuild their nation again. They have to rebuild their whole way of life again because they're being returned to the land that was destroyed by the Babylonians. And now the Babylonians are subject to Cyrus of Persia. So now the thing is that Cyrus promises to help build the temple. And this is where the discussion is about preparing to build the temple. Now, understand, the temple's been destroyed. And now they come back to their land. They see the temple is destroyed, which obviously is heartbreaking anyway. And they have this massive job to do to return the temple, to bring the temple back, to rebuild it. And God is saying to them, have no fear. You will do this. You will succeed, and it will be in all its glory. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE. Did you know that you can listen to Catholic Audio Media on the iHeartRadio app? Catholic Audio Media is now available through your iHeartRadio app. If you don't have the app, download it to your smartphone, tablet, or computer and subscribe through the podcast tab to Catholic Audio Media. You'll be able to hear both St. Anthony Overnight and The Voice of St. Anthony, both programs through the app. You can also enable them through your smart speaker and hear them through the smart speaker as well. Just ask for Catholic Audio Media podcast from iHeartRadio. You can hear them anywhere. You can listen to them as you're jogging. You can listen to them as you're preparing to go to bed. You can listen to them as you're eating and having breakfast or lunch or dinner. You can hear them anytime you want at iHeartRadio through the iHeartRadio app. And you're listening to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. Don't forget our website, catholicaudiomedia.com, where you can click to the parish. You can send us feedback. You can send us prayer requests. You can also join our Substack newsletter. You can read the blog. You can do all kinds of things over there at catholicaudiomedia.com. That's catholicaudiomedia.com. And don't forget, you have a standing invitation to come to our parish, which you can click on through Catholic Audio Media. Come to our parish at St. Anthony Parish, 10 o'clock a.m. Mass. And that's a standing invitation every single Sunday. So anyway, we're talking about the book of Haggai. So I've given you a little bit of a history of what's going on. And we see that the temple will be restored. So you can imagine the people standing there looking at this destruction saying, how are we going to do this? And this is just a massive project. We have to rebuild the temple that Solomon built. How are we going to do this? And in fact, what happens is God is saying through Haggai, you know, trust in the Lord, and you will see great and powerful things because you will build this temple, because the temple is that so important to who you are as a people. All the other stuff that you will be doing as the people now of Judah, and you know, everything you're doing, your daily life and everything else, that will be important, but it's not as important of doing it within the context of God is in the center of your community. So don't worry, you will rebuild this temple, and you rebuild this temple because God's presence is an essential part of the future of Judah. Now, you might look at that and say something rather interesting in the fact that, well, you know, if this temple is so important, why doesn't it exist today? And this is a real important key, because the temple again was destroyed by the Romans in 70 AD. And to this day, it does not exist. There is a mosque on the Temple Mount, and it is believed that this mosque, the Dome of the Rock, it's believed that before Muhammad ascended into heaven, his last connection to the earth was he stood on that rock. So it's called the Dome of the Rock. So it's an extremely important structure in the Islamic world, and there is a rule among the Jews that they cannot knock down that structure in order to build a new temple. So you don't have a new temple. You can't have one. You can say, well, if the temple was so important, why is it not there today? From a Christian perspective, obviously this wouldn't be true from a Jewish perspective, but from a Christian perspective, who is Jesus? Jesus is the Lamb of God. And what would happen in the temple? The temple is where you would sacrifice, or the priest would sacrifice lambs every day. That's, as a matter of fact, one of the issues that's been brought up. If they rebuild the temple, organizations like PETA will go off the charts because they would kill lambs every day. Now, I don't know if that's really true. You'd have to talk to someone from PETA. But lambs would be sacrificed every day to God because that's what happened in the temple. But who is the Lamb of God today? Well, obviously, that is Jesus. So Jesus was the ultimate sacrifice to the Father. And therefore, from a Christian perspective, the temple not being there is a reminder that the ultimate sacrifice to the Father was or is Jesus. And so we recognize him as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. So we see that powerful reality. So the temple not being there is not a symbol of the lack of importance of it. It's actually a symbol even more of the greater importance of it, because that is where the lamb was sacrificed, but now the ultimate lamb sacrifice was Jesus on the cross, and therefore the remnants of the temple connect us to that reality. So it's a very powerful, powerful reality of what stands there today. Have a blessed weekend. You know, we have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, and to share your prayer requests with us. If you've been touched by our program, you can even show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's all one word, CatholicAudioMedia.com. It is updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com. In Cristo vivimos.